That is music used by some Falun Gong practitioners who gather every Wednesday at the Champ de Mars here in Paris to meditate. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Tafa, practice of the Dharma wheel, combines routines derived from Qigong, a set of movements that facilitate the flow of so-called qi, or vital energies, life forces, throughout the body, and Buddhist and Taoist concepts. It also warns against materialism and moral degeneration. The movement was born in China in the 1990s and even promoted by the Communist Party in the beginning. The government in Beijing thought that a healthy lifestyle would lift pressure on the bankrupt Chinese health system. But within 5 years, the Falun Gong became bigger than the Communist Party itself. The party got scared and put more and more pressure on the Falun Gong, and as a result, over 10,000 Falun Gong adherents gathered on April 25, 1999 to protest. Within 2 months, the movement was declared a cult and was forbidden. Falun Gong members were arrested, put in jail, tortured, and in some cases killed. Zhang Arping, spokesperson for the Falun Gong in New York, said at the time no one expected this persecution.
It came to me as a total surprise in 1999 when the government decided to persecute these people, because the government were promoting it, and now they reverse the policy.
The Falun Gong leader, Li Hongzhi, and many others found refuge in the US. But the movement is surrounded by suspicion, says Rick Ross, director of cult education in New Jersey.
Li Hongzhi is a dictator. He has no accountability whatsoever. He runs the organization much like David Miscavige runs Scientology. And the people within the Falun Gong never question Li. In fact, they refer to him as Master Li. Li claims that he is the only genuine Qigong master who should be followed in the world, and that there is no equal, and that through his supernatural powers, he can channel supernatural energy that then can be downloaded by his followers to alleviate physical illnesses.
But that is all nonsense, says Alain Tong, president of the Falun Tafa Association here in Paris.
Le Falun Gong est de la culture chinoise, ce que vous voyez derrière.
Falun Gong comes from the Chinese culture. If you look behind it, it is simply a Chinese meditation method like Tai Chi or other techniques. Falun Gong comes from Chinese meditation practices. They are practices that are aimed at acquiring energies that give you good health and good spirits. We don't see why you have to take medicine if you are healthy, but in Falun Gong, nothing prevents you from taking medicine. If you want to take treatments, you take them. If you want to go to hospital, go ahead. If you don't want to practice anymore, there's no obligation to do so anyway.
Si vous voulez plus pratiquer, il y a pas de, je veux dire, il y a pas d'obligation.
Today, Falun Gong associations all over the world commemorate the April 25, 1999 march against the Chinese government in Beijing. Here in Paris, as in other capitals, Falun Gong adherents march to the embassies of the People's Republic of China to show their discontent with China's politics regarding their movement.